The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
I think general managers are going to be more in a hot seat than head coaches.
People have posed as me on Facebook before.
I don't know if one way or the other is better, but I know that we won a championship by letting men be men.
Hey everybody, it is Friday, and that means it's Purple Passion time, and what a week it is. Steelers week here in Baltimore, Ravens Steelers, Sunday Night Football, and this is one of the big ones. Let's meet the guys, the round table, Brad Jackson, Kyle Richardson, and Kyder Ismail. And by the way, we got to start this show. I got to throw this out real quick. We are divided.
Like America. We got black and white today.
We're dressed up on this side, by the way. I got to throw this out.
You're the 1%ers. We're the 47%ers.
I don't even want to know who voted for who. We're not going to get into politics today. Hey, this is a tough day for Kadri. I don't know if you heard the breaking news on Friday, but hostess no longer. That means no ring-dings or ding-dongs or ho-hos or Twinkies. What is Q going to do now? It's snack time.
Yes. I literally read that and I was like, wow, my kids did not get a chance to partake in a Twinkie ever.
Ever. That's amazing.
A ding-dong.
And ho-hos are gone too. Now all of a sudden, Brad is really
Brad's going to lose some weight now. Brad's going to be all slim coming in here.
I'm going to be your size in a couple weeks.
I play wide receiver in the NFL. You did? Yeah, can't you tell?
Any one of those you're going to miss?
Any one of those? Ho-hos are good. Ding-dongs. All that, man. That
was
classic.
I never got into ding-dongs, but
that's what kind of show this is. It's on cable, so we can do that. All right, let's get to our first topic. And this guy seems to be in the news every week. Tim Tebow, backup quarterback, by the way. Emphasize backup because I don't understand why he is front and center. But Jets locker room this past week calling out Tim Tebow, unnamed sources. What is your take on this? First, unnamed sources. Second, backup quarterback. Why is this relevant?
Well, he's the personal protector. He starts on a punt team, so that is some relevance. You know, first of all, you realize from last year and how he played in Denver, he was such a dynamic, polarizing guy because of his faith, but because of how he was winning games. Let's face it, he sucks at throwing the football, period. Just not a good quarterback. Yeah. For the league. At the same time, from the Jets' perspective, people are wondering whether or not if it really is Rex Ryan's team, if it's Woody Johnson's decision to bring in Tim Tebow, and you throw all that into the mix, and you're talking about a team that is bad, and you're talking about people saying they want Tim Tebow, and that's where the controversy comes in.
Your guy, Rex Ryan, is starting to lose, I think, his grip on this team, right?
And part of the reason why, Brent, is because when you talk about being in the locker room, you know, you have to be a family, and that's the reality of it. Coach Billick, Coach Harbaugh, we all have the same thing. What happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. And when you start to have people go outside of that and just start airing your dirty laundry, the media, especially in New York City, is going to take every single word and dissect it. So for Rex, it's the same thing that almost got Coach Billick in trouble here, where he tried to let men be men, and now those men are basically doing him like Caesar, where they're walking behind and stabbing him in the back.
Well, it'd be interesting also to hear, you know, who actually made that call, bringing in the Tebow. Was it Mike Tannenbaum? Was it the ownership?
Whoever it was,
that at the Truth Serum is going to be, that's their decision. They got to hang their hat on that, and they're the ones that probably should take the axe.
But part of that is because Tebow was dynamic in the red zone in Denver, talking about, Brent and Q. So they were horrible in the red zone. So they're idea is that, okay, Sanchez can get us from the 20s to the 20s, and then we'll bring Tebow in and then be able to improve on the red zone.
Everything about the offense, and we all know that.
And then
they weren't going to build an offense around Tebow. It was not a good, well-thought plan, and they haven't figured out how to put him on the field.
Well, they brought in a new offensive coordinator, Tony Sperano, and Tony, it cracks me up because when you call the Wildcat offense, you're calling timeouts because guys are sitting there like, well, am I in? Am I out? What's the play? What's the name of the play? And then next thing you know, you're wasting timeouts, you see the frustration as far as the continuity of having Tebow as well as Mark Sanchez. And by the way, Mark Sanchez, 10 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. He sucks too.
I want to get to the core of that story because it's going to get to our next topic, just the unnamed source. You guys have been in the locker rooms. I mean, is it?
That's bootleg.
Put your name on
put
it.
Your name
say
on it,
put your name
and,
on
and,
it.
And be a man about it. Go ahead. Don't be saying unnamed source.
Yeah, so, I mean, you think that happened, though, right? I mean, this isn't made up. I mean, this is
New York Jet. Right. It's New York. It's the media environment. They're going to go at every little hole and find anybody they can to say something. So it's not surprising that they're going to come up with
somebody.
It's
the kicker, and the kicker's going to say Tebow sucks because it's true. Everybody knows it.
Right. All right, let's go on to the next topic. Also, unnamed sources. Lions and Packers play this week. Of course, great rivalry there. Unnamed source saying they think Ndamukong Suh hasn't lived up to his talents, that no one has pushed him. Is he getting coddled? Is this the new generation of players? Or
if you're 4-5 and the year ago you were making the playoffs and you look like a stud team and you were picked to go far, if you're the face of this franchise outside of Megatron, I'm talking about defensively and all the things that he's done off the field as far as all the advertising and all the things that come along with that, and you don't raise the level of expectation or raise the level of play, period, of the guys around you, yeah, you should be getting criticized. And I think it's justified and warranted.
Is it a generational thing? Absolutely. You have a son. You're around athletics at that age as they grow up now. Is this
absolutely? I lose my religion all the time coaching juniors baseball team. I mean, you know, we had to tell the parents, like, don't listen to what I say. You know, between practice and games, they're mine. When they go home, they're yours. Right. So you can be the parent and not do that. But it's a whole generational thing. This whole generation of entitlement, you know, kids not working hard, thinking that they can play video games and PlayStation and do the least amount possible to have the greatest amount of success is a generational thing. Now with Ndamukong, Jimmy Schwartz, who was the defensive assistant when I first came to Baltimore linebacker coach, is a tough coach. We know that. He tried to fight Coach's brother and then thought about that when Coach Harbaugh's brother shoved him and he realized that was a grown-ass man who had his hand on him. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, Coach Schwartz is he's a tough guy. So I really don't see, you know, them coddling Ndamukong too much. But I think generationally, you look around it, the way the new CBA has cut back practice time, cut back offseason, cut back so many things of making players tougher, and then players just become coddled.
But I think Gunther Cunningham, I don't see him being the type of defensive coordinator that's going to coddle a guy. He is straight up old school. At the same time, it's up to Ndamukong Suh to raise his level of play.
But he's also had questionable character issues off the field, so there's a lot of things of why he's at the talking
questionable
points.
Questionable issues on the field. He's been fired.
He's tried kicking guys and all that stuff. But look,
what's wrong with that?
The 10% of every team there is coddled. It's the guys that make the most money. Those are the guys that know they have the most safety net. I think a lot of those guys, they can be in a situation where they're not playing their hardest all the time because they know they have the safety net.
Yeah. You know, not everybody. And I don't know who's holding him accountable. I think that might be the big thing. Who holds him accountable? The NFL's tried with the fines, but obviously it hasn't worked. You can be involved in the show. You can send your Twitter, and we'll get your Twitter questions on. Just hashtag it. Purple Passion, and check out MD Lottery as well. Coming up here on the show, we've got Mixed Bag, and we'll take a look at some of the big games coming up on the NFL slate this weekend. Stay tuned.
The Maryland Lottery's presentation of Purple Passion is brought to you by the Ravens Cash Fantasy Scratch-Offs, only from the Maryland Lottery.